Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Hebrews chapter 13, verses 17 through 21. The Reverend Jeff Hemmer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 13. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy, and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this, in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You might not want to use clips from this sermon for a set-apart-to-serve promotional video. Let's be real for a second. Sometimes the ministry stinks. Sometimes you have more sadness than joy some days. Considering what we're doing, though, the task entrusted to pastors to preach the gospel, to administer the life-giving, sin-forgiving, resurrection-causing sacraments, shouldn't this be pure joy 24/7? And yet, if you're like me, in the office of the ministry, you've probably buried more people than you've baptized. Maybe you've transferred more out than you've catechized in. But it's not the big statistics that really get you down. It's not the large declines in numbers that really weigh on you as a pastor. It's the single statistics, the individual, the family lost to apathy or indifference, the long-lapsed parishioner whom you find out through his Facebook post has been rebaptized and now attends the megachurch down the road. It's those statistics, those people, those souls that prick your conscience the most as a pastor, that cause you the most sleepless nights. Every call day sermon I've heard has included an exhortation to love your people, or some variation thereof, which is fine. But does it really need to be said? Is the group of graduating candidates so filled with scoundrels that they've never heard before that incumbent upon every pastor's responsibility is loving his people? Isn't that really the source of pastoral heartbreak? That he does love his people. You love them, and you love the gospel, and when they reject the gospel, that's what hurts. It's always awkward when we get to this verse in the table of duties in catechesis. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. It feels a little bit like teaching the fourth commandment to my children. In no small degree, it is self-serving. Honor your father and your mother. No, really, I mean it. Obey your leaders and submit to them. Can seem a little self-serving for a preacher. And it is, at some level. Ministry would be completely joyful 24/7, would it not, if all parishioners obeyed and submitted? But that's not really the source of my hesitation when we get to this verse. It's also quite convicting. Not unlike my standing offer to my wife to excise Ephesians 5 from all of our family Bibles, I should make the offer to my parishioners as well to ignore their part of this section from Hebrews 13 if they'll ignore mine. What pastor wants to do this? To keep watch, to stay awake, to keep vigil. This is not surveillance keeping watch. This is watchfulness in diligent catechesis, watchfulness in faithful praying. Who really wants to give an account for how well he has undertaken such a holy office? But it is not to his parishioners, not to his board of elders, that a pastor will ultimately give an account. It is to the Father, who delights to call them his precious children. It is to the Good Shepherd, who paid for these dear souls with his own precious blood. It is to the Holy Spirit, who never ceases to do his work to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify the whole Christian church on earth and keep it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. Which is harder, to obey and submit, or to keep watch and give account? Who cares? To the one to whom each task is given, his own calling seems more difficult. Thus the author of the epistle continues, "Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things." Parishioners, pray for your pastors. Pastor, pray for your parishioners. This task, obeying and submitting, keeping watch and giving account, is higher and holier than any of us can do. Where will we find strength for these tasks? Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The great shepherd of the sheep, the pastor bonus, alone is able to tend his flock. The heartbreaks are his, not yours, dear pastor. The obedience, too, is his, not yours, dear parishioner. He has been brought from the dead. His resurrection, too, is yours. His blood of the eternal covenant is yours. You, therefore, are equipped with every good thing that you may do his will. He is the one working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. He, not you, works that which is pleasing to him. And by his triumph over the grave, we are joyfully along for the ride. God raised him up and raises your work from the grave too. Nothing will return Jesus to the grave, nor you. Nothing, therefore, can diminish your joy. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.